The anniversary album was nice to do it. We did it live at the Hammersmith Apollo Christmas before last. Had all our old brass players there. And it's the best DVD we've ever done. I listened to it back. It wasn't even remixed. It just sounded great straight away. I thought, I'm not going to mess about with it. I'm not going to tweak it in the studio like a lot of people do. That just looks so good and sounds so good. So that's it. That's straight off the stage and onto a DVD disc, and we're really pleased with it.
But all the stuff you do, Chaz, sounds really good. The lyrics,
well, thank you.
I mean, they're so funny, they're so clever, they're so catchy. I was watching on YouTube, you got the Sideboard song,
right?
And it just carried on and on and on and on. Yeah. And I could see you looking at Dave, and Dave kept sort of looking over his shoulder. When are we going to finish this? And everybody was clapping their hands and stamping their feet. And I thought, how do these guys know when they're going to finish this? Because it just went on and on.
Yeah, it's just a look. It changed over the years. We've never sat down and arranged it. It's just a look, like, and something might happen. The brass players might do. In fact, on the DVD, there's a brass part I wrote years ago for them, and they'll come in and do their bit. But it's great. It's one of those songs that it just goes on forever, or not forever. But we just give it a look, and then it finishes. And it's a living song.
And how is Dave? Because I know last time we spoke, you said he was probably thinking about packing in the touring.
Well, no, he only packed up for a while when his wife died, and that was a while ago now, 2009. Mm. He packed up for about a year, but he's gradually come back and he's enjoying every minute of it.
Good. Well, give him our love. And it's a great story for you, of course, over 50 years in the business. 1959, actually, you started out, didn't you? And am I right in saying you were greatly inspired by Lonnie Donegan with your guitar work?
You're dead right, yeah. I mean, my mum dearly wanted me to... She was a great piano player. She brought us up playing the piano. She dearly wanted me to learn the piano, but I wasn't interested when I was young. But I heard Lonnie Donegan on the radio one afternoon, and I was just carried away. And cut a long story short, my mum got an old guitar for me. I learnt to play guitar first, and then I saw Jerry Lee Lewis while I was in a skiffle group. He came to my hometown in 1958. And when I saw him, I thought, oh, hang on a minute, I've got to learn to play the piano now. So but Lonnie was the first one to inspire me to want to be a musician.
You haven't got your guitar with you, have you?
I sure have.
Can we have a quick something?
Yeah. I built my life around you, did what I thought was right. But you never cared about me, and I've seen the light. Oh, darling, ain't no pleasing you. You seem to think that everything I ever did was wrong. I should have known it all along, little darling. There ain't no pleasing you. You only had to say the word, you knew I'd do it. You had me where you wanted me, but you went and blew it. Everything I ever done was only done for you. But now you can go and do just what you wanna do. I'm telling you, 'cause I ain't gonna be made to look a fool no more. You done it once too often. What do you take me for, darling? There ain't no pleasing you. Now if you think I don't mean what I say and I'm only bluffing, you got another thing coming, I'm telling you that for nothing. Oh, darling, I'm leaving. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, love it. Chaz Hodges, ain't no pleasing you. Chaz, my guest this afternoon, you, as soon as you struck up with that, collectively, I heard the whole of Lincolnshire say, ain't no pleasing you. Is that the best loved song, do you think, from all of the songs you've done?
Probably, yeah. If they had to pick one, if I had to pick one, I mean, I love them all, and the audience love them all. Rabbit, Gertrude, Down to Margaret, Snookaloopy, but... Once we strike up that, I mean, the whole audience just sings it at the top of their voice, and it's just a great feeling.
You mentioned Snookaloopy, and what about the lyrics on that? Because they are so catchy. How difficult is it coming up with such appropriate and catchy lyrics to your song?
Well, it's, as they say, it's 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration. And there's nothing truer said than that. I don't know who coined that first. I mean, it's something like Mozart, I don't know. But it is true. You get the inspiration and then you work on it and you change bits and bits come to you and think, oh, you change that bit round. And it's a bit like having a baby. Once you've had the baby, you forget all the hardships that you went through.
The two Ronnies did a great send-up of you too, didn't they?
They did, yeah. We knew them at the time and we'd met them. And when they did it, we were in the studio and Ronnie Barker, he came and sat next to me. And I know he wanted to get my reaction on it. And it was just so good, so hilarious. And it was just an honour, just an honour.
Oh, it was superb. Go and search that and have a look at it. Yeah. We've heard you over Christmas on TV as well, on the TV ad with your song.
Yeah, I'm going back to see the place where I come from. Yeah, we recorded that some over 30 years ago and they picked it up for the TV ad and, it was a great bonus for us.
And what about the full story live? You're coming to Lincoln with this. What can we look forward to, you and Dave?
Well, it is the full story. The first half we go on and I say, we don't do a lot of talking, but it's all music. We play the whole show is mainly music. And I'll just say we're going to take you back 40 years for this first set, to when we first started, when we put dragging songs out of the air, we were doing the pubs and the clubs. So the first set is basically Chaz and Dave in the 70s. Second set is Chaz and Dave in the 80s and onwards, all the hits, plus songs from our latest albums and from the DVD, right up until the present day. So, yeah, the whole evening is the full story.
We're looking forward to it. Final word on your beloved Spurs. Is this a year for them, do you think?
Well, it's been a long time since I've seen them going like this. They really are going for it. They've got so much fire. Yeah, we were lucky enough. Me and Dave took his dear son-in-law has got motor neurons, and we managed to get him up a box when they played Chelsea. Oh. And what a fantastic night that was! We were in the box, and not only all the old players come in, Glenn Hoddle and Ray Clements and Mark Falco, and we know them from the old days. They said, "Can we come and watch it in with you?" Because Dave's nephew, he couldn't believe his eyes. And it was just a great, great evening. And on top of that, you know, we beat Chelsea 2-0.
Great result.
So it was. It was like a cup final.